You are listening to Adventures in Italy with Gabby and Maddox, Book 3 in the Gabby and Maddox Adventure Series, written by Steve Altier, narrated by Heather Dislinsky, published by The Little Horseman, a division of Four Horsemen Publication Incorporated. Copyright Steve Altier, 2024. All rights reserved. Dedication to Tuck, Knox, Addie, and Xander. Keep reading. Chapter 1. The Announcement. The front door flung open, and Maddox darted up the stairs, hooting and hollering all the way. Mother sprang from the kitchen and dashed to the door as Gabby entered.
"Is your brother all right?" Mother questioned all the commotion.
"He's just happy the weekend's here, and we don't have school for 2 days," Gabby frowned. "Well, dear, not everyone enjoys school as much as you do," Mother said with a smile. "I do love school," Gabby cheered as she pulled a new book from her backpack to show Mother. "That book looks interesting. I think someone will do a lot of reading this weekend," Mother smiled.
"I need to change my clothes, and if you need help in the kitchen, please let me know," Gabby offered.
"I'm fine, dear. Thank you for offering," Mother beamed with pride as she returned to check on dinner. Gabby went upstairs and closed the door behind her. She slipped out of her school clothes and into something more for play. She opened her door just as Maddox did. The two locked eyes.
"Race ya!"
Maddox yelled and darted for the stairs. Gabby sprinted after her brother, racing down the stairs. She quickly stopped, almost running into Maddox, who stood about 5 steps from the bottom.
"How often have your father and I told you not to run on the stairs?" Mother said, placing her hands on her hips.
"Sorry, Mother," Gabby frowned.
"Sorry, Mother,"
Maddox said, looking at the floor. "I need your help, Gabby. Can you set the table for dinner?" Mother asked. She watched as Gabby gave her a half frown and walked to the kitchen. "You," Mother pointed at Maddox. His smile quickly faded.
"I need you to gather the trash in each bathroom and the kitchen and take it out to the garage," Mother said as she went back into the kitchen to check on dinner, not giving Maddox a chance to answer.
Maddox strolled about, gathering the trash, and when he had emptied every container, he walked slowly to the main garbage can in the garage to put the trash where it belonged. Maddox jumped when the garage door began to open. He quickly turned to see Father's car sitting in the driveway. Father slowly inched the car forward while Maddox watched.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?